you might use, like burrhead, yard ape. It's kind of colorful.
Yeah.
What else? Coon. Spade.
With yard ape, can you explain that?
I don't know. You know, just a colored man who works in your yard, okay. does lawn trims, mm-hmm. sweeps, rakes, whatever. Let's see, is there anything else? Jungle bunny. That's about it. That's all that comes to mind right now.
Okay, and your race?
White, Caucasian.
How about derogatory names for whites?
Not too many. I know hillbilly, but that's something that isn't used where I live.
Could that mean any white, or is it just someone from the hills?
From the hills, what I think. Uh-huh. I don't know Peckerwood. I guess I already mentioned that. Redneck, pretty common. Always refers to a white person.
What does it mean? What kind of white person?
It's hard to say. You know one when you see one. They're kind of they're not necessarily country, although they might live in the country. But you know, somebody who's brought up in the city could be a redneck.
Could they wear white socks?
Well, I mean, it depends on the circumstances. If they're wearing a Sunday suit, you know, they got a flaming pair of white socks, you begin to think, And you know, the hair slicked back and all this sort of thing. Hasn't had a lot of social and cultural advantages and doesn't care. Mm-hmm. Well, glories in his redneckism.
That's is that a poor white then to you?
It could be, although not necessarily. It could be, you know, middle class rednecks.
Are rednecks necessarily very racially prejudiced?
I guess most that I know have tended to be, yeah. A little bit on the reactionary side.
Mm-hmm. What about the word cracker?
I've heard it. I always think of Georgia cracker. And I'm not sure exactly what it means.
Is it derogatory?
It's hard for me to tell. I just haven't heard it used that much. I would incline to say yes.
All right, and how about Hoosier?
Yeah, I know Hoosier. He's an old country Hoosier. Somebody from the sticks.
What else would you call someone from the country? Or the hills?
Maybe a hick. Country hick. Mm-hmm. Yeah, again.
What would he
redneck might be appropriate there.
What would he call himself?
Nothing in particular.
Okay. Any other names for poor whites?
I've heard poor white trash. Just trash. White trash. And that could be used by both whites and blacks.
Okay. Any other derogatory names for whites that blacks might use?
Not really. I've heard "offay," but I would think.
What does that mean, by the way?
I'm not sure.
I've seen it written down, but
I have too. I don't know. You know, fairies were called fays, weren't they? Morgan
Le
Fay.
Right. Yes, sure.
I don't know if there's a connection there.
Shouldn't think so. But oh well, maybe. I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. Okay. Well, that gets those. Though it was a little bit splattered all over the page. Child born of a racially mixed marriage?
I guess mulatta. Mm-hmm. And I've heard of things like quadroons and octoroons. It has something to do with the ancestry.
Do you know what it has to
do? I don't know exactly.
Okay.
I guess further removed would be octoroon.
Okay.
Less so quadroon. I don't suppose they've ever been called maroon, so.
Start a new tradition.
Yeah, let's see if I've heard anything else. I've heard people say, oh, he's just a yellow nigger. For one with exceptionally light-colored skin.
Any other term for very light-colored?
I've heard high yellow, but I think that's really a book term to me.
The accent is always on the first syllable, high yellow, rather than high yellow.
To me.
Okay.